Good morning and welcome to Insiders with me, Brian Thomas. Joining me is my co-host, Lucky Pires, as we present to you the top news and views on www.goforgold.lk for your listening pleasure. The headlines first. South Africa remain unbeaten when they beat Zimbabwe in a league game that was better known as a dead rubber game comprehensively by 5 wickets yesterday in New Delhi. India have qualified for the semi-finals, thus joining South Africa, England, New Zealand, and they will be the fourth team to qualify as they got the better of the West Indies with 4 balls to spare with a 5-wicket win. Sri Lankan women in the Caribbean played the second T20 and have beaten the West Indies by 4 wickets. So that's great news, though, from a Sri Lankan ladies cricket perspective. Now for the details. Going down to Delhi, Zimbabwe captain Sikander Raza won the toss and decided he'll bat first. Now remember, Zimbabwe came into this particular match knocked out of the semi-finals. So they had nothing to lose, just to prove their skill levels against the unbeaten South Africans. They made 153 runs for the loss of 7 wickets. I want to tell you their climb. In 6 overs, that is the power play overs, they were 45 for 2 wickets. Come the 10th over, 80 for 3. 10th to the 15th over, they got to 110 for 5. A little bit of restriction there, as you can note. And they end on 153 for 7. They lost wickets to seam and spin. That was something that we need to note. Now then, South Africa also rested 2 of their key players. Kajisko Rabada and Keshav Maharaj were given a bit of a breather. And Zimbabwe had 1 force change in their team because Ngrava is suffering from ankle and they say even a hip injury, but we're not sure. But end of the day, Zimbabwe 153 for 7, winning the toss and electing to bat. The star of the Zimbabwe innings was none other than captain Sikander Raza. 73 runs, 43 deliveries, 8 boundaries, 4 massive sticks, 6ers, strike rate of 170. Clive Madunde made 26 and Brian Bennett 15. Let's take a look at the bowling. Mabuhaka took 2 for 21. Andrich Nokia, 1 for 29. Lungi Ngidi, 1 for 29. John Lindet, the left-arm spinner, bowled 3 overs, 1 for 22. And Corinne Bush, 2 for 40. Now, this was one of the finest innings we've seen in recent times. That was, of course, Sikander Raza, who ultimately even won the player of the match for his wonderful effort. South Africa had absolutely no problem in getting to the target, but let me tell you, up until the 10th over, Zimbabwe were in the game. South Africa lost 3 wickets for 43 in the power play overs, and they lost the 4th wicket for 93 runs midway of their innings. But then when it came to the 15th over, they were 129 for 5. And from that point onwards, it was a cakewalk because, let's face it, Zimbabwe did not get to a good score like 180, which could have made a world of difference. Let's take a look at the fall of wickets because this is pretty interesting. Quinton de Kock was out when the score was on 1. Aidan Markram, the second man to go when the score was on 14. And Rickleton, who is a fantastic batter, was out when the score was on 43. David Miller was out when the score was on 93. And Bevis was out when the score was on 101. That's why I did state that Zimbabwe had their moments of coming back and surprising the Proteas. But that was not to be. They ultimately won with ease. So then, 17.5 overs is all that South Africa took to win this game by 5 wickets, remain unbeaten as they come into the semi-finals. Ryan Rickleton made 31 in 22 deliveries, Bevis 42 in 18 deliveries, David Miller 22, and Tristan Stubbs 21. Now, the match officials adjudicated Sikandar Rasa as player of the match because he also took 3 for 29, Blessing Musambarani 1 for 32, and Brad Evans 1 for 22 as well. Right, Sikandar Rasa was adjudicated as man of the match because he not only scored 73 runs in 43 deliveries, but also took 3 South African wickets for 29 runs. Now then, let's go to Eden Gardens in Calcutta. What a game we had. Right, India won the toss, decided that they'll bowl first, and the West Indies had a bit of a struggle up front. When I mean when bit of a struggle is that in midway, there were 82 runs for the loss of 1 wicket after being put into bat. But in the last 10 overs, they really opened their shoulders and got to a competitive score of 195 for the loss of 4 wickets. I want to give you their climb for your information. Power play overs, the Caribbeans were 45 without a wicket. Come the 10th over, 82 for 1. In 15 overs, 125 for 4. And in the 20th over, they go to 195 for 4. Shai Hope made 32 in 33 deliveries with 1 massive 6. Roston Chase, 40 in 25 deliveries. There again, a massive 6. Shimron Hetmeyer made 27, 12 balls, 2 massive 6s. Much was expected from his bat. But Rovman Powell, 34 in 19 deliveries with 2 massive 6s. And look at Jason Holder, 37 in 27 deliveries, and he thumped 3 huge sixes. In fact, India leaked 70 runs in the last 5 overs, and it was then termed as a competitive score by the West Indies. Let's take a look at the bowling figures. Sajdeep Singh, wicketless for 45. Hardik Pandya, 1 wicket for 46. Akshar Patel, wicketless for 35. Jasprit Bumrah, always among the wickets, 2 for 36. And Varun Chakravarti got carted a bit, 1 for 40. Now then, 196 is competitive. And all credit must be given to India. They got to the target in 19.2 overs with 4 balls to spare. And the man leading the charge was none other than Sanju Samson, who made an unbeaten 97. 12 boundaries, 4 sixes, strike rate of 195. What a wise thing to have played Sanju Samson as a wicketkeeper, cum the opening batsman. Tilak Varma made 27 off 15 deliveries. Surya Kumar Yadav 18 and Pandya 17. I want you to take a listen at the Indian climb. In 6 overs, India was 53 runs for the loss of 2 wickets. Midway, 98 for 2, so they took control. In the 15th over, 141 for 4 wickets, well in control. And they ended 199 for 5. As anticipated, India favourites from in an hindsight to even win the World Cup, because many feel that to beat India, if you're batting first, you need a minimum total of at least 225 to 230 because of strong batting lineup. Let's analyze the follow wickets for India. They lost their first wicket on 29, the second wicket on 41, the third wicket on 99, and then came that combination, the fourth wicket on 141 and the fifth wicket at the score reading 179. So basically their climb was very firm, just like an aircraft cruising. Brilliant indeed, India. So they qualify for the semi-finals. Now, the first semi-final will be played on the 4th of March between South Africa and New Zealand. And the second semi-final between favourites India against England. And that's coming up on the 5th of March. I also have one more cricket news for you. West Indies women played against Sri Lanka in the second T20. Remember, the first T20 unfortunately was washed off. West Indies batting first were bowled out for 101. Hayley Matthews made 20 Stephanie Taylor, 14, and Devota Dotti, 12. For Sri Lanka, Malaki Madara took 3 wickets for 16. Chamari Athapattu among the wickets, 2 for 13. Nilukshi De Silva, 3 for 30. Well bowled, Nilukshi. She looked very good indeed. And Kavishka Dilhari, 1 for 16. Sri Lanka gets the target in 18.1 overs, winning the game, the second T20, in fact, comprehensively. 102 for 6 was what they scored. Chamari Athapattu, 39. Harshini Perera, 18. Kavisha Dilhari, unbeaten on 18. And Vishmi Gunaratne made 10 runs. As far as the bowling is concerned, Ali Fletcher, 2 for 16. And Claire Joseph, 2 for 13. So Sri Lanka women lead the 3-match T20 series by 1-0, because remember the first game was washed off. We hope you did enjoy our presentation today. Today is a rest day. We all take a rest. There's no cricket at all for me to talk about. So tomorrow we'll do our podcast giving you statistics so far of World Cup T20. And just a reminder before I wind up, South Africa, England, New Zealand, and India have qualified for the semi-finals. The first semi-final coming up on the 4th of March is between England and New Zealand. And the second semi-final coming up on the 5th of March is between England and favourites India. Thanks for joining us. Have a blessed day. Being a holiday, I'll spin you a couple of songs for your listening pleasure.